The conventional expectation in this country is that children's TV should set a positive example.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
There was the big dust-up recently when some right-wingers denounced the secret gay agenda behind the TV show SpongeBob SquarePants. But before that, some parents were complaining about almost the opposite thing. SpongeBob seemed to have no agenda, no tidy wrap-up, no teachable moment. It's like the Seinfeld of the animation world, a cartoon about nothing, just silly and weird. Kids, of course, love it. Studio 360's Eric Malinsky used to work in animation, and he talked with some experts about the tension that exists between making kids laugh and trying to make them better.
Emerson and Alexa are both 9. They've known each other their whole lives, but when it comes to the subject of cartoons, they can sometimes turn into Ebert and Roper.
Like, I mean, if you're just watching them for entertainment, they don't really have to have a moral, and they don't really have to teach you anything. I mean, I think it's good that if they do, but I don't think that's super important.
I think that, like, they should have morals to it, because then you could actually learn something from it.
Finding cartoons both parents and kids like can be tricky. The most popular characters have often been the back talkers and the smart alecks, like Bugs Bunny.
Hey, what's up, Jack?
Or Bart Simpson.
Hey, kid, that's for customers only.
Did you know there's a guy outside handing out free Stridex pads?
Wow, I'm in Pizza Face Paradise.
Moron.
The Simpsons shocked a lot of parents when the series first came on the air in 1990. Bart was a destructive brat. His father, Homer, was an incompetent doofus. Some elementary schools even banned Bart Simpson T-shirts. But Emerson watches it almost every day with his mom, Lisa.
One of my favorite episodes, which is when Bart plays an April Fool's joke on Homer, and he does this by shaking a can of beer to the point of, you know, no return, and then puts it back in the refrigerator. And of course, Homer goes and opens this can.
April!
And Homer ends up in the hospital, and then all of a sudden the cartoon episode takes a turn.
Dad, it's all my fault. I shook up that can of beer. It was just an April Fool's joke.
That's the most traditional family on TV.
Charles Solomon is an animation critic and historian.
The mom stays home, the father goes to work, they go to church regularly. But it's also a family that is realer in many senses than I think the ones in live-action sitcoms, because they very much are people who love each other and drive each other crazy. And as Matt Groening has said, I think that's something we can all identify with.
It's certainly the show, as you said, that shows the most religion.
Al Jean is the executive producer of The Simpsons. He's been on the show since the beginning.
You hear them pray a lot. In fact, on the show, the consequences of prayer have been pretty extreme. One time Bart prayed for a snowstorm to cancel a test and he got it. Another time Homer stole cable and his life just, you know, turned to hell. So, you know, we actually have a more activist view of the way God interferes in the affairs of man than some religions, I think.
The Simpsons manages to please parents and kids while skewering every hot-button issue imaginable. Right now they're working on an episode about assisted suicide, where Grandpa decides to end it all. But Al Jean is confident that the episode won't get caught in the crossfire of the culture wars.
It's hard because I don't have answers to a lot of these questions. You know, I think something like assisted suicide is a very complicated issue. So I wouldn't want the show to come down on a particular position because I don't know what the truth is. You know, I'm not infallible. But we do like to explore both sides and then say, well, this is an issue that affects real families. Make your own mind up.
It's tough to figure out what morals a cartoon should teach when the adults can't agree on right and wrong.
I promise I will never let anything happen to you. Nemo.
But the message behind Finding Nemo, one of the most popular animated films of all time, isn't even aimed at kids. It's aimed at their parents. Andrew Stanton, the movie's writer and director, says the story came from his own experiences as a father.
For me, the whole point of the movie was facing fear. And how the heck do you deal with fear when it's holding you back? And you have to leap off at some point and just have faith that things are going to work out.
In this scene, a clownfish named Marlin cautions his son Nemo not to go swimming in the deep end.
If you put one fin on that boat, are you listening to me?
Nemo disobeys his father and gets captured by a scuba diver. This scene sets up a debate between Emerson and Alexa.
I think that it was pretty much the kid's fault, because the kid went off with his friends and, like, did that swimming thing up to the boat to see what it was.
Well, I completely disagree with that, that I think that Nemo's dad was being way too overprotective.
Why would he do that? It's a question. Why would he go out there and, like, I don't know, like, get himself killed, basically?
If his dad had let him go to school earlier and go out and explore earlier and just didn't keep him up in, then I think that Nemo might not have been captured, because he would have been more aware of what could go on in the ocean.
Andrew Stanton would probably appreciate the kid's debate. Like many animators, he just wants the story to have a life of its own.
Moral is such a four-letter word for me writing stories. I just don't want people to think that that's what's coming. That's what's coming out of what I'm doing. And I don't mind, actually, if that's the case, if that's the end result. But I'm worried that if I'm conscious of that, or if I try to tailor that, I'm going to make something that's just off-putting.
It seems that what everyone is asking for is sincerity. They want the people who make the stuff their kids watch to really believe in it.
Well, I guess that's the moral of this problem. And it's like, what's going to happen next? Is there going to be a moral about, like, not to take drugs or something? Because there was once was, I think.
For Studio 360, I'm Eric Molinsky.
You can find out more about The Simpsons at studio360.org or